Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Coming to you once again from one of the wackiest named clubs in the country. Go Bananas in Cincinnati, Ohio, kind of. You know, Montgomery, Ohio, close enough, in the ballpark. It's Saturday. Can you believe it? The year is half and 6 more days over. It's Saturday, July 6th, 2019, and I know it's 4th of July week, and a lot of you probably had, like, you know, outdoor activities and stuff you could be doing. So I have a feeling, since you're here, that you also made some name tags. Yeah, I was right. This is always a good town for name tags. Fucking Jeff over here instead of Chef. And then every other character on there is played by Jeff Tate. And he wrote, "Not Jeff, Doug Loves Movies, etc. Pick my sign, blah, blah, blah." Catchy tagline there, Jeff. This Connor? Your name's Connor? You turn Con Air into Connor. I mean, Corey, point yours towards everybody as I say it. The never-ending Corey. Look at that. Look at that weird-ass dog. Flying dog. What's his name?
Falcor.
Okay. Don't reason to be so mad about it. Super High Mimi. I like that very much. That's a good one. Evil Deb. Wild Wild West. Lots of great name tags for my guests to choose from. Thank you, Rich Perfect. Thank you, everybody. The Mikey Bongs. Oh, the Mikey Ducks. I just glanced at it. Thought you changed ducks to bongs for some reason. Here, I got a backup. You guys, these side seats, I don't know why they... I know, right? There's this weird thing right there. But you know what? You can't actually fall, so I'm just going to leave it like that. Yeah, that's going to be good. But yeah, I just want everybody to sit as far back, as close to the wall as they can, so that you guys can see all of us. Doug plugs. Got those in here somewhere. Tuesday night, Doug Loves Movies is back in Los Angeles at UCB Franklin at 9:30 p.m. Wednesday, I'll be celebrating Dabs Day in Tucson, Arizona at Laughs Comedy Cafe. And DLM makes a triumphant return to Flappers in Burbank on Saturday, July 13th at 4:20. For all my dates and deets and links, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com.
I like to do some dugouts. Dugouts to Matt Walsh, Sam Richardson, Cleo Duvall, and they're all from Veep, and Jessica McKenna from Off Book Podcast. They were all booked to do Douglas Movies at UCB last Sunday. It was an afternoon show, but I got flight delayed, and I missed it entirely. And they did a show anyway. They did like a nice little improv show for the people that showed up, and so thanks to them for doing that, and I wish we had recorded it. Just release it as a very special episode of Doug Loves Movies with no Doug and no games. I brought some stuff to give away today in the old prize bag. I've got a copy of... the Cannabis and Cheese Tour that I went on with Dale Cheeseman. We got the poster from that. And we also have some of those on sale after the show today for $10. And then, you know, I'm always picking up magazines from different cities and bringing them to the next one and then giving it away. And the last city I was in, Dayton. They didn't have any, like, the hotel room didn't have any Dayton magazine. Like, they've just said, fuck that in Dayton. And just settled for a more generic Business Traveler magazine. So, somebody's going to win that. Went out to good old Kings Island yesterday. Got me this really ugly souvenir cup. With the horse and buggy, or like the fucking, looks like a, yeah, it's like an old, it's like a Model T car to really sell the young people on the excitement. They've got 70,000 roller coasters, but on the cover they just put the slowest ride in the park. Probably just people arriving at the park just in their own vehicle. This is neat. I got a really pretty t-shirt from my friends at Magical Butter. Yeah. It's fun to wear and have people go, what's Magical Butter? A cookie from Cheryl's. I can't say I hear they're great. I had one. I was like, I got to get rid of these. Can't hang on to these little ticking time bombs. And then from Rockin' Pins, a Doug Benson pin, another item. Yay, I'm glad you're excited about that. Because along with the posters, they're also available for $10 after the show today. So all that stuff is in the prize bag, plus stuff brought by my guests. And this is an exciting lineup, you guys, because maybe my mic's just a little too hot. Maybe bring it down just a little bit, because it seems like it's feeding back in the room. A little bit. These three people have been on in different combinations, but the three of them have never done this show together, and they are three of your favorites. So please give it up for Trey Gallion, Anna Mazza, and Jeff Tate.
Yeah. good.
So you're standing on one of the prizes.
Sorry.
Let's meet them individually, starting with, directly to my left, it's Anna Mazza, everybody.
Hey. Yeah. Home turf. Go Bananas.
You're so popular on the show now.
Yeah, it's been really neat.
Yeah, and you've never done it here at Go Bananas.
Yeah, no, this...
Where you live. You live here in this club.
The
in this, you live in this beautiful village out... You sleep by the koi pond. Mm-hmm.
I sleep in the koi pond. The Bananas birthed Anna. Go... I don't know.
Weren't you thinking about changing your name professionally to Anna Banana?
No, I want to change my first name to Go. And then my middle name to Banana. And then my last name to Anna. But nope. It sounded better in my head.
Well, I hope you do well today. All I can say is go, Anna Banana Anna.
Thank you.
And to her left, all cozy in the middle over there, it's Trey Gallion.
Yeah, what's up, Cincinnati? I'm a little nervous on stage with these two homers here. Yeah.
You know, Homer.
Yeah.
What, do you like home run hitters?
No, this is their home turf, man.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I just can't get over calling people homers.
Yeah.
Especially when one of them's a woman. Listen, you Homer.
Doi.
Did you say doi? Was that the dough with the Ohio accent?
No.
Doi.
Doi.
Let's go get some doi nuts.
Homers.
And on the, that's enough from you, Trey. And on the
that's fair.
On the far end, it's Jeff Tate.
Yeah, all right. That's fun. It never gets old.
I just imagine they're saying hate and it makes me laugh so hard. People are that enthusiastic about hate.
I just like enthusiasm. Yeah. I don't care.
It's nice. It's nice to have an enthusiastic reaction. And again, like Trey mentioned, this is Jeff's hometown, his home playing field.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to win.
Hometown. Yeah, I'm trying to set it up so it sounds, make it seem like these other two have a chance, Jeff.
Wait, no, I'm from here too, though. Me too?
Yeah.
Banana, banana, banana. No.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
No, you're dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta chant her nickname. One it's easier. Anna the Hammer.
Thank you. Thank you, one man.
Were you out at? Did you go to the Lexington show, dude?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm starting to identify creeps just from their voice in the darkness. No, I think that's where we were talking about calling you the Hammer. That's why I guessed that he was there. He's not a creep. That we know of. Jury's still out. Wish they'd get back. I don't know why they're taking so long. All right, so let's talk prize bag. Anna, what did you bring to contribute today?
Can you hold this?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I went to the zoo and first.
You want me to hold that too?
Yeah.
Boy, are my arms tired.
This thing is a thing that I got at the Cincinnati Zoo, where we live. You guys know, you heard of it. It's you can squeeze it and it's a flamingo head, and you can pick things up with it.
Fish, maybe, if you want to
give
get
somebody
some fish.
You can give somebody a purple nurple with it.
if they're asleep.
Yeah.
How could you not get away from a fucking plastic thing?
Roach clip.
You could take beers from a bucket.
There you go. If you're too afraid to talk to a girl that you like, you can use that to talk to her.
Hi!
And then
what's your name? I'm shy.
Just like that.
I hope that's how flamingos really sound.
Do you know me from Miami Vice?
What else you got?
Okay, I just want to. Then I made a candle.
Woo!
This one I burnt the counter at my house, so this one is called "I'm not getting my deposit back." So. I didn't super. Okay. Smell.
Every time. Gets me every time.
I agree with the flamingo. That's nice.
And then the last thing is a coffee mug with donuts on it, because this is a donut crowd.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
So there you go.
I love it. Let's put them all back in your little bag there. We'll use that.
Oh, wait.
If you don't mind.
I don't want you seeing what I bought.
You have your own personal items in there.
This is a receipt.
Hey, shout out to Vaughn's. Like, hey, can you get a little flimsier with these bags? They sold you... they didn't sell you a candle. Say they sold you this heavy thing and then gave you this weak bag?
Yeah, and they gave me a receipt that's so long. Are we doing Woody Allen? I don't know. What'd you get?
The receipt, it was so long. You could stretch it from Brooklyn to Poughkeepsie.
That's really good, Doug.
I've never seen his stand-up. Is that what he does?
He does, yeah. He references places that when you say them, they just sound funny.
Oh.
He definitely liked funny words, funny-sounding words. What do you have for us, Trey?
All right. I've got a Gorilla Bugs sticker. And then I have one.
Okay, one guy that's like that. Let's build up to something two people would want.
All right. So then I also have from Gorilla Bugs, it's one of their leave the gun, take the cannoli pins. Right?
Okay, more people like that.
Yeah, we're getting warmer. And then this, you're going to love. It's a slightly used Vancouver Canucks t-shirt, but, right? Instead of a hockey stick, it's a joint with smoke coming out of it. Ta-da. I think that did pretty well, Doug.
I think I want, can I have the t-shirt?
Oh, is this because you're mad because I
took
the candle
about
in Dallas? Wow.
I don't want it.
That's fair.
No, it's okay.
Yeah.
Did you get that candle home okay, Trey?
Yeah, but it cut. Oh, just a warning about Anna's candle. No. Someone may catch on fire. Like, and not like a candle way. Like, in a. Like enough to text her and be like, hey, did you put extra shit in your candle to make it burn, like, on the, like, the melted wax to burn? And she's like, nope. And then sent her a video of it. I can show you the video. And was like, is this normal? And then she texted back stuff in all caps, like, no. But yeah, so that's what, yeah. Look how thick that layer of melted wax is. Can you want me to play it again? Okay. And I was like, it looks kind of cool, but I'm pretty sure it's not supposed to do that.
No, I can explain that.
Uh-huh. You going to put that on your Instagram?
I will, yeah.
Okay, totally, yeah, so people that can that are just listening to this.
Yeah, yeah.
Wondering what's so damn funny.
You
can
see,
go on Trey's Instagram.
What had happened was, I told you the TSA wiped it because they asked me who the gift was for, and I said, I don't know yet. So they wiped, the top of the thing and put it into the bomb thing.
Uh-huh.
And then they went, get out of here, weirdo. And I went, okay. And that, and then that's what happened.
Because when I took it home through security, I just took it out of my bag and set it in the bin with my bag.
Okay.
And so when they grabbed it, I was like, hey, yo, that's a candle. And she looked at it and went, yeah. And then put it down and let me go.
What compare TSA agents? I left it in my bag, and then I was smiling at the end of the thing, going, because I knew she was gonna pull it out.
Well, so that may or may not have been the cause, is what we're saying.
Whomever gets it, please message me and let me know if you. It won't happen, but we can talk about it.
You're a little worried it might happen.
No. But I'll give you my personal number, just like a normal stranger would.
Just like that one. Just like that one right now. That way we'll know if you fucked this one up too.
Yeah.
No,
that's
you
a
can't
great
light,
idea.
You can't light yeah. stuff in here.
No, but if you got a... If
There's
it
a candle
was
on every
candle,
goddamn table.
Right? Yeah, what are you trying to hide here, Maz?
All right, do it. I don't give a shit. I already lost my deposit. You think I give a fuck?
Oh, thanks. Can we put a little weed on it?
We want to do exactly what the TSA did. We're doing science
okay,
now.
Okay, does anybody have a bomb wipe?
No.
So how soon did it like explode like that, TJ?
Oh, it was a couple of minutes, within a couple of minutes.
Oh, okay, not right away?
No, not right away.
Wait, so they just lit it and you guys just sat there and what, had lunch or something?
Who's TJ?
We're just sitting over that candle talking about your day?
No, like lit it in the living room, went to my bedroom and came out and was like, that looks not like a candle supposed to look. There we go.
Oh, I see what's happening. For some reason, I thought that you lit it at TSA to prove it was a candle.
No.
Well, now I'm impressed that this worked, that this happened, because I said we should light it because I thought that's what TSA did.
Well, I'm not scared.
So happy if it exploded in a small way. Like, it didn't... Yours didn't, no damage was caused when yours went off.
No, I caught it in time.
What did I tell you?
Trey lives in New York. No, how could he really tell?
No, and she texted back, like, put it out immediately. And I was like, well, no dir.
Yeah.
Or no doy, or
no
whatever
doys.
You guys say here.
What'd you do? Oh, did you roll around with it on the ground, or did you throw a blanket onto it?
I mean, I will admit, I stared at the little melted wax layer for a little bit, but then I blew it out. Yeah. No damage.
And this scent, I know you're all wondering, is it's actually a scent I made. It is.
Failure.
Oh, man. It just started. It's cute. it's lime and it's sugar cookie and it's eucalyptus and whipped cream.
Wow. Is it all that mixed together or is it layered? Yeah, well,
not, this really, not all. This smells like stuff.
Not all equal parts. What? What does it smell like?
I don't smell anything.
Okay, I was worried. All right.
I don't know.
We'll see what happens.
We'll check back with the candle from time to time.
I can't wait.
For the podcast listeners. Yeah, for the podcast listeners, we'll keep them updated. Jeff?
Yeah, hey, what's happening? I brought this. It's a movie poster for Saving Private Ryan. Right? Official, it's the one shoot, front and back, right? In honor of the holiday. Right? I mean, it's got to be. So Saving Private Ryan, it's my favorite 4th of July movie. And I got a pipe from a gas station that's fucking weird. And I don't like the lines on it. I don't like, it's like off center, so you stare at it. I'm tired of looking at it, trying to figure out if my hand is crooked or what's wrong with my face. How come I can't point this at myself correctly? So you
it's
do.
It's fine, yeah. Whoever gets it, it's not going to bother them.
Well, more, good, good. I envy you.
Yeah, whoever wins, I bet you they can't wait to put this up over their bed.
Yeah, yeah.
Saving Private Ryan.
Put it up backwards so it's a little wacky. Right? Let them know you're into fun and World War II.
Okay, so all of that's going into the prize bag today. But before we get to giving away that prize bag, I'm going to ask each of you one question. You might get different questions this time. Anna, what was the last movie you saw?
Grey Gardens.
Ooh.
And I almost wore sweatpants on my head here today.
The documentary?
No, the one that has Drew Barrymore and Jessica Lange in it.
We had one quiet yet manly boo. From the back of the house. Feels like somebody made that
Mother
guy
darling,
watch it.
Darling, is that you?
I mean, I saw the, they did a Broadway musical of that. It was a documentary about those ladies. And then they made a musical about it on Broadway, and I enjoyed that a lot. And then I heard that good things about this Drew Barrymore thing. But it's like 2 hours long? It's like a movie?
It was forever.
Yeah? Okay.
But I enjoyed it.
All right.
I think they rushed through a lot of the storyline, but...
I think there's two people in this room who've seen it, and they have differing opinions.
Let's breed cats. I don't know. Yeah. He knows.
Yeah, they're crazy cat ladies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They had
a big old mansion full of cats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, yeah.
I'll watch a musical about that all day.
I don't know about this musical.
I don't know about this version.
What songs do they sing? Can you remember one song?
Like, we've got a lot of cats and we used to be rich.
Oh, that's the one U2 made all the music for. Right? They're always talking about money.
No, it's like there's the first act is like when the younger generation of that family and how they lived in that house and it was beautiful and they were rich, and then the second act is these two crazy ladies living there with a bunch of cats. And anyway. One of the ladies in it won Best Actress in a Musical Tony Award, Christine Ebersole. She's very talented. Anyway.
Coach. She was on Coach.
Yeah, Jeff always has to drag it back to TV.
Well,
I'm talking about the fine arts here. Being a crazy lady on stage.
Then all those cats became the cats that went into Cats, the Broadway musical.
I would love that if the cats in that, if the junkyard was just their backyard.
Yeah.
And that whole show. I'm going to look at it from that perspective from now on. Trey, what was the last movie you saw?
It was actually American Ultra for the first time. Yeah, that was a fun movie. I enjoyed the shit out of it. Yeah.
You were like, oh, everybody's saying this Max Landis guy's terrible. I'm going to finally check out his movies.
Yeah. Like, why not?
Okay.
Is he terrible? Who's Max Landis?
He's got... Okay, well, we could talk about this later.
Oh, no. Was it one of those things? Did he touch some people?
I don't think that's the right word for it, but a lot of people are accusing him of a lot of things.
Well, Jeff made me watch it then. Jeez.
I can't go through the credits of every movie and then do like deep background searches.
All right, well, you know, Max Landis has written like 5 or 6 movies, and he's kind of known for being a screenwriter. He's the son of John Landis, and I thought you might know him. Especially since you'd love one of his movies.
I've heard of John Landis. Shit.
There you go.
Hole is not getting any smaller.
No, you're doing good. You're doing good. Does Jeff have the same answer, or has he seen another movie since then?
No, I wasn't going to say that one. I was going to say Attack the Block.
That's a good one.
Should've said that.
We watched that one yesterday. Yeah.
The director of that movie just got arrested for being an excellent filmmaker. Yeah, he got it. The cops gave him a special ride around town. He made his latest movie. I watched it recently, The Kid Who Would Be King. And it's very entertaining. I think you like that, Jeff.
Oh, I can't wait to see it.
There you go. Yeah, it's like kind of Dungeons and Dragons with kids instead of fighting aliens with kids. He's good with the kids.
All right.
Don't say that.
Plus, anything British has the chance for some parkour. Right? It feels like every British movie, somebody might jump from somewhere to somewhere else.
You will be disappointed by the King's Speech.
I already was. A room with a view of nothing to jump to is what it should have been called.
Oh, no. Howard's End of Life. All right, so...
Wait, what game are we playing?
You're about to find out, because I'm going to say, turn it off, Bert. Let the games begin! We got lots of name tags for you to peruse and choose from. I want you to be very careful about your selections. There's a gentleman over here who thinks he's going to get Jeff to... pick his name tag, even though you did spell Jeff wrong. It's the wrong spelling, though. Jeff's very strict on that.
It says right there, not Jeff.
We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, Doug Loves Movies is coming to the San Francisco Punchline on Saturday, July 27th at 4:20. And the Cannabis and Cheese Tour continues with shows at the Secret Group in Houston and the Improv in Miami, August 7th through 10th, all featuring Dale Cheeseman. So come out and get your cheese, man. Back to the show.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial.
No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We're back to a very lightly scented room. It's very nice. The candle hasn't exploded yet, but let's see who we're all playing for. You guys didn't go for the big ones. What do you got there, Anna?
I'm just gonna say it wrong already. Inglorious Bastards. Inglorious Bastards.
And what's the person's name?
Laura.
Laura. Elora.
Oh, that's where we were.
That's a name, Elora.
Right, Elora?
Elora is your name? Yeah. Neat.
And Eloria. See, you say it how it's supposed to be said.
Yeah, she knows how to say her name.
And Elora's Bastards.
Yeah.
I won that one. I was
the first Jeff
one.
Did it.
Thank you, Elora.
Elora.
Yeah, that just sounded like that some one? Sort of weird cult leader you were speaking
Elora.
To. Elora. Thank you, Elor.
Thank you, Elor.
All right, there's that for our future reference. What do you got there, Trey?
A Becca's Life.
Instead of Bug's Life.
Sounds but it's got me, you, and Jeff on there, and her.
Oh.
We're all bugs. Let me see that. Okay, great. Trey. I met Jeff.
I'm playing for Evil Deb. Yeah. There's one. I like the movie. This was right up front. It all came together.
It's got some good candies on there.
Doug's right. I was going to say it just like that. I didn't mean to say exactly what he said, but it just happened. I was already going to say that. Boy, that's... Whew, that's embarrassing. It's pretty hot in here.
Yeah.
This candle's fighting an uphill battle against the funk of 200 Southern Ohioans.
There's got to be some people here from Kentucky. Okay, most of the people are from Kentucky.
Oh, yeah. Well, I apologize.
If I do a show over there, will the people from Ohio come to that one? No. We got a real negative Nelly back there. All right, so there's some donuts on the stage. So every time one of you wins a game, you can go ahead and throw one of these donuts. What's cool. The name of this place they're from?
Holtman's.
Holtman's.
Yeah. What? 513.
They seem really good. I might take a bite out of one before I throw it.
No, they're really good. I like the peanut and chocolate one.
Oh, what? Man.
Yeah. That's okay. My favorite.
All right, we'll see what happens with that.
I want to warn everybody, just for sure, and don't eat any of them if they've touched the floor. Here for sure. Okay? Just trust me.
Do they have to? They don't have to worry as much about their home floors.
I mean, I don't care.
Just while they're here.
Just while they're here.
Look at this.
If they touch the floor.
Thank you.
You should throw it away, please.
Could I get one too, please? Yes, thank you. I mean, you got to drink, you guys, if you're going to go bananas. You just don't want to drink so much that you then go ape shit. Which someone pointed out to me on social media that the first you go bananas and then you go ape shit.
Seems like a logical progression. I'm going to try to keep it at bananas. I don't want to go ape shit.
Well, how you're not going to just keep the bananas inside you.
Are we doing more? If we're doing puns, this club is lit.
Still pitching those candles. I mean...
Oh, thank you so much.
So far, so good, though. I think that one's safe.
Yeah.
I know, right?
I know, we really wanted it.
Elora, really stop.
I'll show you the video again after the show.
We're all hoping for a conflagration. Which is a word I'm never sure I'm saying right. Conflagration, yeah. All right. We're going to play a game that I love to play. Hopefully you guys like it as well. It's called Alex's, Jason, and Deb's IMDb game. I'll name movies from somebody's best known for, top four on IMDb. And you just jump in when you think you know who it is by buzzing in with your own name. You want to test your buzzers?
Yeah. Trey.
Anna.
Jeff.
The race isn't to see how fast you could say your own name. You know what I mean? Once you start speaking, it's whoever starts making a noise first. Unless that noise is the answer, then I don't like when that happens. But what are you going to do? It's going to happen sometimes. Bonus points for the additional ones you can guess. After you've guessed correctly. Negative point if you're wrong on this, so don't jump in too early.
Oh, no. You're taking points away from us this time?
It can happen.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, take a drink. The first round starts with, and this person's best known for, the first title is True Lies. This is, of course, just between the people on stage. Do not help with words or signals.
That's the one they're most known for?
It's in the top four.
Okay.
According to some weird algorithm on IMDb. I mean, IMDb, but I am not
DB.
That DB.
I've never made that connection. I am DB.
All right, the second title. Even Jeff's hanging back because there's a lot of people in True Lies.
No, I know.
Second title, though, is going to seal it. Somebody's going to say their name. Halloween.
Trey.
Whoa. What is it? Who is
Jamie Lee Curtis.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Trey gets 1 point. You get two more. If you can name two more Jamie Lee Curtis films.
H2O.
I love that movie. She's like, doesn't she play the president of water?
Yeah.
She's like, it takes place in a future where she's in charge of liquids.
You're thinking of Madam H2O.
What else?
Grease.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. So just the 1 point for Trey then.
Yeah. That seems fair.
Yeah. The other movies that they list for her, they went with A Fish Called Wanda.
Yeah.
And Freaky Friday. With Lindsay Lohan. All right. So Trey's got 1 point. Anna and Jeff are tied for no points.
Feels good.
It's anybody's game. And I should also remind at this point that there is a theme.
Yeah.
The first name is Jamie Lee Curtis. The second round starts with Little Miss Sunshine.
Oh, okay.
The second title is Hereditary. Oh,
Jeff.
Is
it Toni Collette?
That is correct. Two more guesses for two more points, Jeff. The films of Tony C.
Okay, I'm going to say Shaft 2000. And we need to talk about Kevin. No, that's not right. That's not
That was Tilda Swinton. But Toni Collette, though, they're both, you know, they're both very versatile actresses. Toni was in About a Boy with Hugh Grant.
Yeah.
And The Sixth Sense.
Yeah. Oh.
Guy over there is excited to yell out. So yeah, be sure to keep your answers to yourselves because we've got two more rounds of this to determine a winner. Well, maybe just one more. Well, I might not need the tiebreaker.
What?
Yeah. Anna?
I'm ready.
Get in the game.
I'm sorry.
Now's the time to take chances. Who's most known for starts with The Last House on the Left?
Jeff.
Oh, shit.
Is it...
No, it's not.
Is it Jennifer Lawrence?
No.
I lost a point.
Yeah, you did.
I get it. I found it. It's mine.
You just pick up his point.
Okay.
Oh, that's what was going on there? Little weasel?
Jeez.
The second title is My Best Friend's Girl. The third title is The Lego Batman Movie. And the fourth title is Changeling. And Jeff is out. And there's no way Trey or Anna is going to come up with come up with the answer.
Is it?
It's an actress who also co-stars with Jamie Lee Curtis and Toni Collette in a big movie that's coming out soon called Knives Out. The trailer just came out. Looks really cool. And she's been on Douglas
Movies. Is it Anna Kendrick?
A bunch of times.
Nope, I lost a point.
And no guesses?
No.
Okay. It's a tough one because she's a character actress and you might mostly know her as Garfunkel from Garfunkel and Oates. It's our friend Ricky Lindholm. But guess what, Trey? You squeaked that one because of Jeff's negative point. You still have the 1 point on the board, so you win this game.
Oh! Yeah, man. It's all about how you play the game. No. Just shut up and don't say nothing stupid and don't lose your point.
I think it's more like another sign of the apocalypse. California's falling into the ocean as we speak.
It's going to happen eventually.
And you are winning games. It's all gone to fuck.
It's going to happen eventually, man. Find your friends with guns.
Fuck.
Unless you have your own, then you know what to do. I'll meet you at the... never mind.
You Trey just is the worst cult leader ever.
Hey, if you're really into Trey's cult, you'll know where.
You'll figure it out.
What's up with that donut?
Oh, yeah, you get to throw one.
Yeah.
Come on over. Step right up. Oh, there's this one that I've really been looking at. Because look at that. It's got like...
Yeah, they put a cereal on donuts.
Cereal on there.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what Ohio does, baby. Woo!
I'm going to just pick one piece of cereal off there.
That's my favorite.
I thought you were going to throw one. Oh, wow. No warning.
Don't.
Did you catch it clean?
Sorry about that back there. That was really, that was uncalled for. This is how you do it, Trey. You pick a name tag and you throw it right at it.
Well played, sir.
He knew it. I saw him start to lift his name tag up and I went, what is he doing?
No, he was ready and he took a hard swing at that. We got donut right back in our faces.
I wish.
Yeah, Wes.
Right back. We got it. We got it on our shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's got my toes done.
All right. Well, let's just hope Trey doesn't win again, because I don't want him to hurl another donut without looking again.
Nobody was hurt, right?
Oh, that's a great attitude.
Am I the bad guy just because I love donuts?
Yeah, he's a bad guy.
Thank
Get
you.
Get him at...
I think what Doug's saying is if you're not looking, then the person is just going to get hit with a donut.
But it's just a donut. Sometimes that's,
yeah, but not everyone's wearing their fucking gardening clothes. try to be... Right, it doesn't make you a bad guy, but... Think about the other half of the equation you're working on when you throw that donut.
No, man. I apologize. I'll hug whoever that hit, like shrapnel and otherwise, and I don't know, maybe pay for your dry cleaning. We'll see how much it costs.
Well, that's not. I mean, you don't have to go that far. Just
well,
none of this. This is Ohio. None of this has to be dry cleaned. Just look next time. That's all.
I was at a comedy club called Go Bananas. Minding my own business. When a half-eaten donut hit me in the face.
If that's the worst thing you gotta deal with in the course of a day, like I think you did pretty well. Like, I would consider that a good day.
While
so
my,
if I got hit in the face with a donut?
While my face caught all of the donut, I didn't catch that man's name. Get it? Get it? I'm writing a misconnections ad.
Trey, I got a question.
I don't know if you garden all day or just some days, as referenced by Mr. Tate. Whose name I do remember because of the crowd chanting it repeatedly.
Yeah,
but if
I
ever see you again, I save that donut and I want us to share it together. After I throw it at your fucking face. This next game is called Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? And in this game, I'm going to say the tagline of a movie. We'll start with Trey. And you get one guess.
Right.
If you don't get it, move on to the next person. And again, there will be a theme. We'll go Trey, then Anna, then Jeff. Trey, what movie had the tagline, Vengeance Hits Home? Vengeance hits home. Keeping in mind that Home Alone 2 takes place in New York.
Payback.
That's a great guess. Anna?
Oh, I can only think John Wick, and I know that's not right.
Right, but not, you know. I mean, I don't know what Vengeance Hits Home even means.
I don't
and
know.
I know the answer. Jeff?
Is it Halloween?
Nope, not yet. It's only July.
Oh, good. Well, say that tagline again, then. I forget what the tagline was.
The tagline, Vengeance Hits Home, is for the movie Furious 7. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're a family.
Well, see you
Vengeance
later,
has hit our home. Let's hit the road.
We're thinking about it wrong. It's the other way. It's because Jason Statham's brother died in the sixth one. It's his vengeance, his family.
All right, next round. No points for anybody on that one. Start with you again, Trey.
Okay.
Every generation has a story.
Dazed and Confused.
Listen, I'm not asking you how you're feeling right now. I need an answer.
Look, man.
Anna?
Hateful Eight.
Oh, that's a good guess.
Oh, you scared me. I thought I was right.
No, I mean, that'd be a weird tagline for Hateful Eight, but...
I'm trying. Yeah.
Jeff?
Is it Saving Private Ryan?
No, that was the tagline for Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens. Force Awakens. All right, Trey.
Yeah. Still here.
Okay. One man,
mm-hmm.
one chance,
mm-hmm.
no turning back.
One man,
mm-hmm.
one chance,
mm-hmm.
no turning back.
There's not that many. It does describe every movie. Even the romantic comedies. One man, one chance, never turning back. Serendipity! Sorry, I said it wrong. No turning back. No turning back. Everyone's got one in their head, but I don't know if anyone's got the right one. Probably no one. Let's move on to Anna.
Rocky 7?
You know, we can only dream.
I know.
That they'll get to that number.
One more, right?
We already did that.
No, they're on Creed 2 now, so
but
who knows what's going to happen. Anna?
Isn't there a movie just called 7?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the one I'm
no.
saying?
No.
Okay.
Jeff?
7 years in Tibet.
No, so close, though. It was 7 pounds. All right, here we go, stiff. Trey.
Almost the size of a human head. The human head weighs 8 pounds.
I thought it was 10. Anyway, after this, this is back to Trey again. After this week in paradise, they're going to need a vacation.
Weekend at Bernie's 7.
And after this week in paradise, they're going to need a vacation.
Weekend. Maybe he thought
that was
said,
a long ass weekend that we had that week.
Oh, man, yeah.
Anything, Anna? I think Jeff might be able to take a real good stab at this one.
Yeah. Damn it. Turner News 7.
Turn. Tell me the answer.
That's not how this works.
No, oh. It's not.
Guy over there thinks it's easy.
Oh, say it again then. Sorry, I must have misheard it.
After this weekend paradise.
Week. It's a week.
Go on.
After this weekend paradise, they're going to need a vacation.
Family vacation.
No. Oh.
Whatever. I hate this club.
Jeff?
Is it 6 days, seven nights?
Yes.
It wasn't easy.
All right, it's back to Trey.
Yeah. I don't know why I'm excited about this.
I like going third in this game because it narrows it down a little bit. Out of all the movies, then you subtract two. I got an easier chance.
Oh, man. All right, you ready, Trey?
Oh, yeah.
The happiest, dopiest, grumpiest, sneeziest movie of the year.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Oh, how'd you know that one, Trey?
Well, part of me stopped at Snow White because I didn't know that. Yeah, look, let's not get into my brain right now. The way that guy, he was all like, "Give me your arm right now."
Okay, so who gets to go next?
Me.
No.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll go.
No, it goes back to Trey again, I think.
Yeah.
Right? MGM's MGM's lovemaking musical. I know, right? If I saw that, I was like, that's going in there. Because that is a weird thing to call a movie, a lovemaking musical. MGM's lovemaking musical.
Annie?
It is a hard knock life. Anna?
What the hell is even that? An MGM...
Well, what's the theme of the
seven.
Answers, right?
Seven. It's definitely seven.
Okay. So let's say you came up with a title for a movie that had the word seven in it more than once.
Did you just figure that out, Trey?
Yeah.
Seven, seven, seven.
You were saying seven a bunch of times.
No, not the seven part.
7 days and seven nights.
That's a great guess.
Seven times a woman.
That's a great guess. Jeff?
Seven brides for seven brothers.
That's right.
That's right. Right? Yeah.
All right, everybody, we need to really concentrate now.
Yep.
Be very, very quiet. And we didn't give Anna a table, so she had to figure out where to put her drink. Trey.
Yep.
Nobody help him. Nobody laugh at him. Let's just see what happens. Gluttony, greed, sloth, envy, wrath, pride, lust.
Seven. What's up, Cincinnati? Thank you, sir.
In Tate's home.
not even. That means so much to me. Thank you.
All right, you guys, hang on a second. I got to go to my phone. I don't have enough. I really didn't anticipate it ending in a tie like that.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's, I got to pick one more for Trey and for Jeff and Anna. Gonna sit this one out, okay?
I have one. No, I don't.
All right. All right, I'm just going to say the tagline, and the first one of you two guys that says the right title wins.
Okay.
I might have to add some clues, of course, but we'll try to. Hopefully the tagline will be enough.
It smells good in here, you guys, though, right? Everybody's happy with how it smells? That's right. Come on down to Anna's kid.
Is there a website or something?
No, you can message me if you want one. It's not exploding. You can hit me up if you want one.
It's a totally nice, normal candle. TSA approved. Yeah.
Not approved.
Okay.
TSA wiped.
Here we go. Anna? Bless you. Sneezing audience member. Trey and Jeff, this is the tagline.
Uh-huh.
They won't take any shih tzu.
Kung Fu Panda 7.
They won't take any shih tzu?
Mm-hmm.
Is it all dogs go to 7?
You guys gotta keep guessing till somebody gets it.
Oh, fuck.
Man.
107 Dalmatians.
Turner and Hooch 7.
First of all, it's not off theme. But secondly,
they don't take any shih tzu. Police Academy 7, Mission to Moscow.
Uh-uh. It is a terrible tagline. I will say that about it. Do you want me to start telling you names of people that are in this movie?
Sure.
If you think that'll help.
Our friend,
I think it will.
Our good friend, Harry Dean Stanton, was in this movie.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Michael Stuhlbarg was in this movie. He's always great. Christopher Walken is in this movie.
Nice.
Sam Rockwell.
Oh, 7 Psychopaths.
That is correct. Jeff wins that game.
But Jeff, they do take a shih tzu. The fucking tagline is lying.
You could still have someone else's shih tzu and not give a shih tzu. It's just an expression.
Oh.
I don't give a shih tzu about that shih tzu we just stole. All right, so we're going to play Last Man Standing to determine the final winner today.
Oh.
Yeah, so you're still in it, Anna and Trey. You can still topple the mighty Jeff Tate.
Man.
Jeff, would you please throw a donut real quick before we move on to the next?
I don't really want to.
Okay, he doesn't want to.
Yeah. I pass.
He's still got a little PTSD from when the donut flew back at us. I understand. Oh, here he goes. There you go. Yeah, that's right, Jeff. You got to conquer your demons. Oh, look, that's a beautiful one. Oh, he's just going to eat it.
I'm just going to eat it.
Yeah. Boo. I love how this guy picked up his sign again, like we'd throw one at you again.
Can I throw one? I'm a loser.
Yes.
But I like to
go ahead and throw one. Go ahead and throw one, loser.
Thanks.
Yeah, do it.
But I'm the first. I'm first.
All right,
place
just
at
do
losing.
It though. Hammer, hit me, hammer.
Yeah, really wing it.
It's phallic shaped, she says. Oh.
Nice. Wow.
You really grazed a dude with that.
Yeah.
Dick shaped donut. All right. We're going to play Last Man Standing. Everybody knows what that is, right?
Right.
Take turns naming movies.
Oh, no. That was my fault.
Did you just knock your drink over?
Not mine.
Oh, so then it's all
it
right,
was mine.
I guess.
Hey, yeah. Pick up the phone that's next to it.
Oh, right.
Also, right. Yeah.
Oh, no, the phone's good. It's sorry, spilled the other way.
It's my mess. All right. Thanks. You can buy me a new phone whenever, so it's not a big deal.
What? No, let's test that phone before I gotta pay for something, right? That seems fair.
Let's get it into a bowl of rice.
Let's light it on fire Stat. And put it on the stage.
Yeah.
Well, everybody liked that idea.
Way too much. What's up? Didn't get enough fireworks last night? Night before? What night was
Here's
it?
Your firework.
What's today?
Here's your firework, Huckleberry. It's right here. It's a candle.
Available now at...
At my DMs.
Such a quaint little mom and pop operation. Jeff, you're going to go first. Then we're going to go to Trey, then Anna, then me. Because, of course, I like to play along. Jeff is enjoying donut over there in a very distracting way. Where is Kerouac Smith?
Here.
Hey, dude.
Howdy.
How's it going?
Good.
What do you do for a living?
Freelance writer.
Oh, cool.
I should have guessed you came up with the cool name Kerouac Smith. That's your mom's what?
My mom's fault.
Your mom's fault?
Yep.
She what? Named you that on... She got to pick your handle on social media?
She got to pick my name, so I get my name everywhere I go.
Oh.
Oh, your name
your
is...
Your first name really is Kerouac?
Yes.
Ah. Ah, man.
All right, that's I'll great. Ask the follow-up question. And your last name is really Smith? All right, Kerouac Smith. Freelance writer and person who has to explain his name all the time.
I also make podcasts, but they're not very good.
He makes podcasts, but they're not very good.
Yeah, so don't listen to
Thanks
him,
for
you
the
guys.
Heads up.
Whatever you do.
We're not going to ask either what it's called.
Nope. Because, yeah, I'm sure if they type in Kerouac Smith, they're going to get a bazillion podcasts.
I think I've got a guess of the name of this podcast.
Yeah?
Yeah, The Living Kerouac.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah.
Is nope. No?
Kerouac Caverns?
Does it have something about... Oh.
Kerouac to the Future. I mean, not what I would have gone with.
That's what the podcast is called? Holy shit. And what's your suggestion for a name today?
Nicolas Cage.
Oh, Nick Cage. Wow, that is a deep one. We usually go long when we try to do Nicolas Cage. Where's Philly Marlowe? Someone named Philly Marlowe here? All right, Nick Cage it is. Just going to try to get an alternate, but... Philly Marlowe? Are you Philly Marlowe?
No.
You know what? I want to hear it anyway. What's your alternate?
Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell, you son of a bitch.
Wow.
I almost sounded like him a little bit when I said that. You son of a bitch! yeah, he's Nicolas Cage-like in that we play that name all the time. It's very male-centric, right, Anna?
Oh, no, yeah, I'm thinking of who Kurt Russell is. Who?
Yeah,
no, Carrie's, fine,
Carrie's father. They're not related. All right, so here's what we're going to do. But Nicolas Cage is probably not one of your favorites to do, right, Anna?
No, I know that. I know him a lot, yeah.
You think he'd be
so
all right?
Much. Yeah, no,
okay.
I'm feeling great.
All right.
Definitely confident.
All right. Let's do
Candle
it then.
Candle smells great.
We're going to do it. We're going to do it. Nicolas Cage. Starting with Jeff.
Is it? Are we just doing Nicolas Cage?
Simply Nicolas Cage. All right,
cool.
You know, we don't have all day, but we do have a little bit of time.
Con Air.
Very good. Yes. Trey.
Oh, okay. Face Off.
I like the way we could almost see the slash between the two words in the way you said it. It's like you acted out the punctuation.
Uh-huh.
Anna.
It's not called screenplay.
Wait. Let's go back to when you said, I know lots of his movies.
Yeah.
I got lots of Nicolas Cage ready to go. Is it already going to be tough for you on the first one?
Yeah. hold on, wait.
Why? Because your mind's just stuck on one title. You're not sure if you're getting it right.
I know the premises of a bunch. There's like the ones.
It's not the discussion.
Yeah,
the
I know.
Name the premise game. Although, you know what? Okay. I'm going to recuse myself from this game. And Anna has to describe a movie to me when it's her turn. And if I get it right, she stays in.
Oh, wow, my God.
All right.
This is literally the best case scenario for me. Okay.
That'll really speed up the game.
Yeah.
All right, here's the first one.
Okay, what's the first one?
Oh my God, there's one where he goes to that island and there's like a bunch of like girls.
No, and nobody in the audience guesses. This is just for I'm going
to
guess.
They go to an island. He's looking for a girl, but nobody really explains why he's looking for that girl. But he goes to that island and it's a bunch of like really quiet people, and then they put him in a cage with bees in his head.
He already knows.
It's the Wicker Man.
Yes, the Wicker Man.
Oh, now. Wait a minute.
I mean, that's one of the problems with Ohio is they will start chanting for anything.
Jeez.
That's...
All right, Jeff.
Chili. Oh.
The Rock.
Also,
they
Mike.
Got some booze, too. I love Ohio.
Hey, Trey.
Huh?
It's your turn. I said The Rock.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. All right. Relax. Earth Girls Are Easy.
Wait, so you want out this early?
No, really?
Why would Nicolas Cage be in that?
He's not in that, then, is what you're saying.
No, I'm just saying, why do you think he would do that? Like, do you think he was dating Gina Davis at the time?
I mean...
Because Jeff Goldblum is who's in Earth Girls Are Easy.
Okay. Oh, so then I got to come up with another
one? See, I play the same game with you, but I don't even think you can describe a Nicolas Cage movie.
No, it was already mine.
No, that's not true.
You got
National
another
Treasure.
One. Yay, yeah. National Treasure.
Okay.
All right, Anna's turn.
Okay, what's the one where he goes... he goes and he's like, he goes to Vegas and he drinks himself to death with the hooker.
Leaving Las Vegas.
Leaving Las Vegas.
Every time?
Yeah, now you know how everybody else feels, Tate.
Listen. I earned mine. And it's half as long as Anna.
Right? Two letters.
No, it's syllables. Ding dong.
Ding dong is two syllables.
Right? Like Anna. Ding dong. Anna. Ding
dong. Thank you.
Trapped in Paradise.
Okay, with Lovitz and Carvey. Trey.
Mm.
Don't forget you have a lifeline.
Yeah, but then we. She didn't say National Treasure 2, Book of Secrets.
Oh, nice. Very good. Good boy. Okay, here we go.
So the one... the one I was thinking of that I miss said, didn't forget it, just missaid it, is one where he is writing the script for that movie and he's obsessed with
okay,
orchids.
I got it. Okay. Adaptation.
Yes.
Jeff.
Wind Talkers.
Nice. Nice pull.
No, I don't want it anymore. You guys have cheapened it. I don't accept it. Not for the listeners. The listeners, I'll take it everywhere else. These specific people who can see me. You sit on those chants for a while. You lost your tape chanting privileges.
Turning on the home crowd. Interesting ploy, Tate. All right, I'm going to see if this works. I'm going to go to Becca.
Becca, do you got it?
Oh, I hope you don't got my pocket one. Gone in 60 seconds.
Gone in 60 seconds.
No nice. Doy.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, what's the one where he wakes up and he forgets everything and he has kids and a wife?
Oh, hang on, you guys. Don't say anything.
Oh, my gosh. And he wakes up and he's like, who are these kids? Who's my wife? What?
Right.
And then he goes outside and it's snowing and he's like, I'm actually kind of into this. Okay. What is that one?
I'm going to say one, and even if it's not the right one.
No, I
want
know
you
the name
to just say, yeah, that's it.
Okay.
The Family Man?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Is Don Cheadle the angel that comes to visit him and explain what's happening?
I don't remember that part.
Yes, it is. Okay.
Yes, I mean, yes. Right. That's my favorite part.
All right. I got to introduce you to Theo Vaughn because it's his favorite movie.
Yeah.
Jeff?
Amos and Andrew.
Mm-hmm. With Sam Jackson. Trey, we're back to you again.
Kick Ass.
Oh, look at you.
Oh, is that the name of a movie? I was just happy. See what I did there?
Trey.
Oh, Trey, if you're thirsty, you could just get a drink.
Okay, I think he's... Can I just say the name of one?
Sure, if it's right. You also got your lifeline
okay,
still.
Okay, let's do the same thing that we've been doing. Okay, this is one where they steal a baby and...
Raising and, Arizona.
Yes.
Lord Jeff, of War.
Lord of War, okay. Trey is out.
No.
Oh, yeah? What do you got?
Mandy.
Yes!
Now I'm out.
You might think of something by the time it gets back to you, though.
I hope so.
Anna.
Okay, I think he's in this movie. Nope.
You can go to Elor.
Elora? Ghost Rider.
Yay! Jeff.
I'm going to say Matchstick Men.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, ripple.
Anna.
Okay.
No, he's right, yeah.
What?
That I'm out now.
Oh, yeah. I think he's in one with Nicole Kidman, where they're okay. locked in the house, and she set up the whole thing anyway. It's like people break into the house, and they try to steal from them, but Nicole Kidman was with them the whole time. Hmm. Nobody? Okay. Maybe I just saw a preview for it. Nobody saw it?
I'm not. Yeah, it's not.
I saw it.
It's straight to video, according to a gentleman over here. So
it did?
Yeah, so I don't mess with that. What else have you got?
Is there a Ghost Rider 2?
You'd have to know the other words in the title. And it's not Electric Boogaloo.
Ghost Rider's where his skull's on fire?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Ghost Rider 2, where his skull's on fire.
Ghost Rider 2. Sup, boys?
So close. I don't know. I don't know. I don't even know what it is. Jeff?
Bringing out the dead.
Why are you so unhappy? You just won.
I'm just very hot.
Jeff Tate's our winner! What do you got to plug, Jeff?
I have a podcast called Altered Tates I make with my brother. And yeah, there should be more of you. You should get on board. It's good. We're funny. And I'll be next Saturday. What's the date on next Saturday? What's the date today? June 13th.
July 13th.
July 13th. I'll be at the Duke. It's a comedy club in Bisbee, Arizona called Chuckleheads. So if you're in that old mining town, come on by. If you're lucky, we'll go to Tombstone together. It's real close. And I like going there.
And what's the name of the person you were playing for?
Oh, Deb. Evil Deb.
Yeah, Deb, come get your prizes. Congratulations.
Deb.
Are you going to hang that Saving Private Ryan poster up somewhere in the house?
Just put it on top of your ceiling, and you can look at it when you go to sleep and when you wake up.
And when you're getting down. Right? When you're getting the old missionary 1-2. You could look at it, right? But now when you're like,
do you want this candle?
Yeah, don't forget the candle.
Right, that's the best way to see
that. That's your goddamn right, Wes. It does smell good. That's right. Enjoy the, I'm not getting my deposit back. I hope it...
I'm not getting my deposit back either. I'm not bitching about it, though. It's because you're... Just the whatever.
What do you got to plug, Trey?
Yeah, my album, Live at Creep Records. Go to my website. There's a link there, or it's on all that other stuff. And then, yeah, I don't have any Rolling Trays, Cincinnati. I'm sorry. I got to get more. But you got to... Yeah, so you got to get them through their website. Sorry. But yeah, do that if you want. Go to Creep Records or go to my website, and there's a link straight to it.
Right on. And Amazo, what do you got to plug?
I'll just follow me on Instagram. I'll be goofing around the rest of this year. let's just see what's up. All right. Follow me on Instagram, Anna the Mazza, and Twitter, Anna the Mazza. And yep, thank you.
All four of us will be doing a stand-up right here this evening at 7:30 and 10 o'clock, so come back to one of those shows if you want to see us all individually instead of together. And I'll be doing Doug Loves Movies at American Comedy Company in San Diego on July 17th, my annual Comic-Con kickoff show. And thank you to Go Bananas, to all you guys for coming out, and to my guests, Jeff Tate, Trey Gallion.
Thanks, Cincinnati. And, you guys are awesome.
Mazza. As always, positive energy!
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky.